Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So the first one is God, and of course, God. Girls need God too. The second one is girl.
Is a girl.
Yes. Every guy needs a girl.
Now,
tell me more.
No, I don't want to be offensive to the guys who are called to singleness. Mm-hmm. That's not the point. But I use the word girl to talk about we need people in our lives who are close to us, who can support us and give us some accountability. Okay? So that's what's wrapped up in that
sure,
G, in that
works.
in that girl G.
You get
there.
Our attention. Every guy needs a girl, but you're saying even on a broader scale, support.
Yeah, and look, if a guy does have a girl, you only get one.
Yeah,
you don't get more than one.
Yeah,
you know, we're not polygamous here.
Yeah,
and we don't like affairs. Okay, those are often they're always destructive. Having been a psychologist for 9 years, I can tell you that it was rather destructive. So
let's stop on the girl thing. I just want to speak to the girls because this is so important. I don't think we even have any idea the power of the influence that we have. And we can so at times shift our hope from God to the guy, and where you become a source rather than a gift. And we want more from you than you're equipped to give. And then when you don't give it, we become nags. And I just want to say this is so extremely important that we as women have accountability, just as you as men have accountability to get your life, your identity from the Lord so that we can build each other up. Because when a woman gets to that place where she's like, you're my gift, you're not my source, so I can love you, I can honor you, but I can build you up. I don't think there's any end to what guys can accomplish when women can get to that place. But on the flip side, I think guys, if they could understand, we're not hard to sweep off our feet either. We want to feel loved, safe, secure, and built up. And so that support thing, even in the context of marriage, there's so much potential there. If we can have a forgiving heart, if we can do what you said at the outset, where we wake up and what in me, Lord, we humble ourselves and then we build each other up. So just a little side note. I think that's
absolutely right. In fact, what you said, and you guys may want to cut this part. I don't know if you'll let me, if you want to have this part in here. But when a guy consumes a lot of pornography and then expects the girl to be something other than who she is in the bedroom, that is a recipe for degradation of the women and a recipe for a destruction of the relationship. And girls are not meant to be a guy's plaything. They are a helpmeet based on what the scripture says, but they are very much equal, and we should love them, care for them, nurture them, and value their opinions and value their presence in our lives. I know so many business, you know, I'm a kind of a Bible in business. I'm kind of doing my whole business owner thing over there, and I see a lot of business owners who just really disregard their wives. Mm. And I'm tempted to do it too. Kathy sometimes says some things to me and I just blow her off. And it's not right. That's not true. That's not loving, just, pure, anything like that. And I go back and I think about what she says, and most of the time it's like, dang it, she's spot on.
Mm.
And I don't want to admit it. My arrogance don't want to let me admit it, you know? So, but guys, in all seriousness, if you are consuming pornography, you need to get out of that, and you need to realize that that your wife needs to be loved, not used.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.